Savior, a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come, let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Lord and the Son,
Jesus as one. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The 3:30 Bible class, normally scheduled for this afternoon, is canceled today. And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, the Bethel Choir will present a Christmas cantata. And so bring your friends and relatives and neighbors. Everyone is invited to join us in the celebrating, the in song, the appearing in the flesh of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. We mentioned last Sunday that there are these offering envelopes in the church vestibule, and so the idea was this season we were going to contribute to the building in a manner of the church, which we are waiting for God to give us the go-ahead on that project. So if you wish, rather than exchanging gifts, you can use this envelope for the pews and or appliances or whatever you designate for the new church. So we have been temporarily shunted off on that project, but we look forward to the time when God will say it's now is the time. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 87, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the
Let's continue our worship with hymn number 90, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 94, What Child Is This?
Please remain standing for prayer. Before prayer, I want to say to the ushers, there is about 7 plays more here in the front. I apologize for the crowdness, and God's one day will sell this place, and we already have treasured the other place a few blocks from here. Don't want to use your money in the wrong way. When God provides this money, then we do the rest for the money that we have. And any extra money is for missions, not for building. So the Lord is going to do it in his own time. The meantime, ushers, there's place here, and you squeeze a little more. There is a room here with a television, and I know there are people there, and I don't like them to come here and watch us by television. But in the worst of the cases, that will done. Let's pray. Father, we come to almost the end of the year with the blessings of now looking forward to celebrate once again the birthday of Christ. There is no Christmas unless there is a Christ. And so it is good to say blessed Christmas to everyone. Let the people know that this is not a holiday season. It is the Christmas season. It is the great celebration that God came to make peace with man. Not through mankind, not through the terms of mankind, that peace was made by God himself coming down in the person of his Son, laying down his life in the payment of sin, so that those who believe may have eternal life. Doesn't change, is there for 2,000 years, and will not change until he comes again. So help us today to proclaim that Christ of Christmas once again this month of December. And help us tonight to celebrate it with a great musical, the Cantata of Bethel, and then with a sermon in which I try to explain to people that God is not at war anymore. The war is over. Peace from heaven have come. Lord, in times like this, I remember our missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott, Xavier Marisa Paris, David and Denise Rhodes, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, put your hand in each one of them as they also remember that their country is still celebrating Christmas. Thank you, Father. Make them happy to know that they are serving a living Savior that one day came to earth. Lord, we praise your name for having these men and women with us today. Also, as a church body, we are thankful that we have the college students back. It's so good to see the young people. The one day I saw them born, Father. Now they are here. One pastor told me in New Jersey, Pastor Herm Brownlee, now with you, Father, the one who trained me, he said, one day, you're going to walk in the parking lot and see a young fellow graduating from college, and you flash in your mind the day you visit his mother in the hospital when he was born, and that will be the joy of your ministry. And I thank Lord Pastor Herman that focused my life and the joy of people, and knowing the joy of buildings and in the joy of quantities, of numbers, of offerings. He said, focus your life on people, and God's going to give you rewards, Gabriel. Stay on. Stay on. And he was a pastor for 68 long years. And I'm a pastor here for 27, so I have a few more years to go. So, Father, thank you that you put in my heart to focus my life on people. And that's what I love, people. Doesn't matter the race. Doesn't matter their nationality. Doesn't matter their language. Thank you, God, that you give me a few so I can communicate. But the joy is that to everyone there is a Savior who is born, who was born, who is alive, and who is interested in people, people who need to believe. Thank you, Father. And Lord, you gave us a church who is getting big in our area, but the extended church is growing. I learned this morning people from Wimbledon will be listening. We have people from Wimbledon, Delaware now, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Arizona, North in South Carolina, and I have a few friends in Korea who listen tomorrow to our broadcast. Lord, thank you for the extended family. Thank you for the people that called this morning. They want to know if we have an evening service. Yes, Lord, we're going to glorify you tonight. And so we pray that you bless the people that come and bless our choir in such a way that we honor the high priest, the Lord Jesus. And now, Father, I want to thank you from the depths of my heart because your people are loving. And whether in the extended church in these states that we mentioned or here, right here in the auditorium, they provide, even in these hard times of America, they provide with abundance to keep us in the black and to do the ministry right. Thank you for the board of deacons who are jealous of that money that comes and the distribution. Thank you for my good friend, Jack Asanjan. You took it from me, Father, and I miss it every day. But he was an example of how to do business and how to keep the church alive. And we hope that we all have learned from him how to keep on doing things always in the black with a humble spirit and a humble mind. Now, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Sure.
you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle to the Hebrews? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1303. We will be reading Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the truth of the Scriptures, which stand above all other truths. For we know that your servant Peter has testified as an eyewitness to the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ and confirmed that the writing of the Scriptures was directed by the Holy Spirit. We are blessed in the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of all things and also our personal Redeemer whom you have sent. We pray that these truths would penetrate the hearts of many during this time of celebration, that they may experience the joy of your salvation. We thank you and pray for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all knowledge and wisdom as he comes to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ from the Bible. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and the CD that we may be attentive to the message and rejoice. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.